Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back, like it or not, on this Wednesday morning. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, Nate Collins will be dropping by in 20 minutes. We moved the Heisman watch from Tuesday to Wednesday since we were not on the air yesterday. We will have power rankings, NFL futures, awards. Was looking at those markets, Sam. There's a lot of interesting numbers that I want to talk about. Maybe a long shot or two that I want to bring up. Will Brinson will drop by. Our first look of the week at Survivor. I don't know if we're going to continue that. If you look around the landscape, there's like 5% left with those that started in week one. So maybe you're not talking to a lot of people, but we can do that another production meeting on the air. How you doing this morning, Sam Panionovich?
Well rested, as one would imagine after doing 7 to 10 last night. Very well rested to do 9 to noon today. I was thinking about this as we asked Paul in our pre-show meeting that was very short. At one point, we have to power rank our favorite moments of the show. That has to happen at some point down the stretch as we play out the string. But you know what? I feel good this morning because Illinois basketball is unbelievably talented. Did you watch last night?
Of course I watched last night. I watched on the main TV. I didn't really watch multiple monitors. I was just watching one thing. I know a lot of big College Hoops fans probably did last night. But we also have this challenge of, oh, wait, I've got Fubo on this TV. I don't have Fubo on that TV. But at least the big games, at least in our world, were on FS1. So that was a good thing. Yeah, I watched the end of Wake, Michigan, that game going into overtime. So you didn't get the start of Illinois there. They pushed that to FS2. But I did watch Illinois, Texas Tech as well. It was cool. Good decision there by college basketball. I don't know if it was planned that way, but Veterans Day, you're not going against the NFL. There's no college football anywhere to be found. Let's make this a big night where we showcase a lot of our ranked teams. And that's what they did. A couple of big matchups, obviously Louisville, Kentucky, and Illinois, Texas Tech, another one of them. It's very different. I think now schools are learning in college football that you've got to play these tougher non-conference games. And there are some that believe, let's just play cupcakes. But you know this as well as anybody. In college basketball, you've got to be tested. Everything goes down to those metrics, those numbers, and you've got to have some impressive games. It might decide things in the very end, your seeding, whether or not you're in or not. And they won't remember how it really went down, but they'll look back and say, well, you know what? It looks like they did hang, I think, in this one game in November, and that could help you down the road.
You had 13 of the top 25 teams in the country playing last night. And honestly, I thought that was the story of the sports world last night. A lot of people will say the college football rankings, which I know we're going to talk about, but those rankings don't matter because the rankings are going to change for 6 more weeks, right? Well, maybe not 6, maybe it's 5 at this point. I don't really care. We're going to talk about them, and I have spreads for all the 4 first-round potential matchups. The NBA card was whack. Hockey is whatever. And, you know, there's no NFL. You had so many good college basketball teams playing last night, and it is funny because a lot of people are like, oh, I'm not watching it until January or February. Okay, we'll watch it now, and we'll take notes, and we'll have an idea of who we want to bet in the conference tournaments and in the big dance. We're not studying and cramming for the test in March. We're watching and following. And I was really, really locked in last night. But YouTube TV pissed me off last night, man, because I'm trying to get a quad box going, and I was only presented with one option. They also wouldn't let me build a quad box off of college games, which I don't know why. So the only quad box.
So stupid.
Yeah. So the only quad box that they offered, and I'll go from top left and I'll go clockwise. Top left was Michigan Wake Forest leading into Illinois and Texas Tech. Fine. Top right was a hockey game, Toronto Boston. Bottom right was the Celtics and Sixers. Okay, 3 for 3. And then they decided YouTube TV, Anderson Cooper, 360, bottom left. I'm like, yeah, of course. Because that completes my quad box. I need to have Anderson Cooper on my four screens. Thank you, YouTube TV. Great quad box.
So that's based on your viewing habits.
No, it's not. You must
be a big CNN guy.
I knew you were going to say that, and it's not true. Fake news.
Why does it pop up? Okay, my counter, my proof here is that on my quad box, because what wife and daughter are watching will pop up as the fourth option for me. Yes, I had three sporting events, and I've got a bitch about something there too. My fourth option was Holiday Baking Championship. Whatever channel that's on, I know they've been watching it. I guess it's a series, whatever. I'm surprised Dancing with the Stars didn't pop up. Oh, wait, that's because Dancing with the Stars is on ABC. See, so now the moms and the daughters are getting pissed too. So I wonder if that pressure is going to help get us there. But yeah, no, it is based on your viewing habits. Otherwise, the Holiday Baking Championship would not be the fourth option for my quad box.
Did you apply your $20 credit yesterday?
I did apply the $20 credit. Here's what else also sucked. Like, as if I couldn't get more upset with YouTube TV. So I tried this on all the TVs I have. I don't know what the issue was. If you see the preview of what was the NBA game on NBC, it was the Sixers and I'm blanking on the other
Celtics.
It doesn't matter. Celtics. Okay. And there was like a little location thing in the bottom right corner of the preview. And I didn't know what that was about. Every time I tried to put NBC on one of my monitors, it was going to be like a second screen because college basketball had the main screen for me last night. It wouldn't go to it. It would say something. It couldn't pick up my location. No matter what I did, it couldn't pick up my location. So I couldn't watch that on YouTube TV last night if I wanted to. It's like, what is it? It's NBC. It's not even an ABC Disney thing. Now that's an issue with me. So I didn't even watch any NBA. But to your point about college basketball being the number one story, I agree with you. The college football rankings are fun to talk about. It leads to some fun conversations and maybe we land on some bets we hadn't thought about previously. And for the most part, it means nothing. And I can't wait to talk about Miami because that means nothing, people. Don't worry about it. They're not getting in. But if you turn on ESPN, if you are able to watch it, it's like college basketball didn't exist. All they did, first 8 minutes, I had to look because I was just blown away. First 8 minutes of every sports center was NBA. No college basketball, no college football rankings, none of that. They're just all in. They think everybody's in on the NBA in November.
No, nobody
Ridiculous.
Cares.
Ridiculous.
Well,
I don't care.
Nobody. I don't either. I mean, you got guys already skipping games for load management, and even Luka, who's been unbelievable, has missed a handful of games. And you're like, oh, okay, well, the Lakers have played 10 games. He's played 6 games. Interesting to see if that kind of plays through. And there were some injuries that he was sort of working through, but nothing serious. Obviously, he's scoring almost 40 points a night, but these guys just don't play every night anymore. And I had this conversation the other day. A buddy of mine is going to be in Atlanta with his son, and the Lakers are coming into Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Well, they play the night before. So he's like, do I even want to risk it? Do I want to buy tickets? Do I want to get the LeBron Luka tickets when they both might not play? These are what NBA fans are thinking about. When you're scheduling games, you have to look at the schedule. You have to look at how many games it is and how many nights. Do they play the night before? Do they play the night after? Which team is better? Because if you're playing the Pelicans on a Wednesday and the Thunder on a Thursday, your stars are going to play on Thursday, not on Wednesday. Although LeBron might miss the Thunder game because he's a coward. Anyways, I don't care about the NBA in November. I just don't. I was watching a ton of college. I was locked in. Gonzaga beat the absolute snot out of Creighton. Mm-hmm. That number moved from 9.5 to 12. Creighton was up, or Creighton was down 30 in the second half. And Illinois, let's put a ribbon on Illinois. They shot 7 of 22 from three. That's not really a great night. I mean, it's 33%, give or take, but they shoot 7 of 22 from three and still score 81 points. Peja Stojakovic's kid has 23 and has the game-winning block at the end of the game. I was very excited. Yeah. And then this morning I wake up and I'm like, damn it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Damn it.
Push.
Seth Davis Hoops. If Illinois ever gets fully healthy and in rhythm, their ceiling is the roof. Arguably the most talented roster in the country.
Here we go.
Yep.
That's not the guy you wanted doing that either.
Mm-mm. Nope.
That's bad.
Now they'll lose in the second round to UC Santa Barbara. Can't wait.
I think, though, his job is to promote Illinois after last night because he was at the desk. So I think that's part of his job. I'm trying to make you feel a little bit better. So Joel Klatt ruined your football season, and Seth Davis is ruining your basketball season, right? Is that what's happening here? Yes. You don't want to say that on the record. I hear you.
Illinois is loaded, though, offensively. Yeah. KenPom says they're a top five offense. Not that KenPom is the Bible, but he does study these advanced analytics and drive the numbers home. They've got so many weapons, and it's exciting for me because, as we've talked about, they have so many Serbians on the team. They have so many Serbians. Even my dad is texting me about Illinois.
I know.
Illinois is on the night.
Like, with every player, Dad, I'm like, I could barely pronounce his name. I could barely pronounce his name, and I'm an Ostrowski. It was making me laugh thinking about that as well. One thing that you miss by being on air is you miss the end of Wake in Michigan. Michigan survives at home in overtime. Benetti was on the call. Your guy. We got extra Benetti with overtime last night. So that was fun. And Louisville, Kentucky, the hatred is real. And they do this once a year. Louisville has the bragging rights right now over Kentucky. So that was fun to watch on a random Tuesday, early November. To see those two teams go at it. Two teams that we'll hear a lot from moving forward.
AJ DeBonsa, if you haven't heard that, he's the freshman on BYU. He's projected to be a number one pick. When we get to the NBA draft, there's a really good chance he goes number one. He didn't even play well last night, and he still had 18 points, 7 boards, 2 assists, a steal, only 3 turnovers. This kid is a monster, Joe. And he's actually from the Boston area. Mm-hmm. By the end of the season, I think he's going to be averaging about 12. He is a freak. And you want to talk about, you know, a 6'10", 230-pound monster. He's going to be the number one pick. And I saw a little bit of him last night in between all the things I was doing. He didn't even play well, 18-7. So why do we watch college basketball in November? For players like that and for games like we had last night.
Sammy P, you asked the question, is DePaul back? I answer you, well, they lost to Buffalo as an 18.5-point favorite last night.
No. Dang, must have missed that one. It slipped through the cracks. I didn't see that one. Are you going to the game, by the way? Northwestern plays Michigan at Wrigley. Are you going? Football?
When?
Saturday.
They do?
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
Chicago's Big Ten team is going to paint the marquee purple and meow at everybody.
No, I'm not going. Why do they keep getting those games? Nobody cares about Northwestern. Meow! Nobody. So ridiculous. No, I'm not going. No, not interested in going. What? We'll break it down a little bit more later on. The college football rankings, you know, which means very little. What was top of mind to you? Was it Indiana staying at two after struggling throughout much of that game at Penn State, but pulling out the victory? Was there someone else down the board that stood out? What's your headline?
I think A&M is underslotted at three. How do you have an SEC team that's won every single game and gone to Notre Dame and won? How are they three? I think you can make a case for them being one. Not that Ohio State doesn't deserve to be one, but I think Texas A&M should be one or two. And I know we won't get this matchup likely, but can you imagine if we get Oregon and Notre Dame in Eugene?
Oh, yeah.
Where do you start that total? 60 what?
Mm-hmm. I don't think they want that. Because you look at that little triangle, the winner of that would face Ohio State. It's a great first-round matchup, and you want one of those, and you want a great atmosphere and all that. But do you want two of those three teams being eliminated in the first two rounds? I don't think you do. I don't, because I think any of those teams could be in for a long run. And you look around, the rest of the bracket can't say the same. It's silly what's happening with Miami. It's so silly. To put them as 11, you're going to get the ACC champ in there somewhere. Miami's not going to be in the ACC championship game. And they're slotting them in at 11. They'll say numbers and all that. It's pretty silly. They're 15th overall. They're not going to be in the playoff. I don't know why they're playing this game, but that's what they're doing so far. We'll talk more about that coming up. Joe O, Sammy P, Nate Collins joins us next. We'll talk some NFL on the other side. This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.